So is our guy Stugatz that joins us right now. Stugatz, my man, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas? Little NBA Finals, huh?
Yeah, we have Orlando Franklin here, proud U star, football star from back in the day. And so we're sort of represented here by Miami, but I don't know where your loyalties lie, Orlando, with certain things.
Tell you what, I've been to a lot of games down there in that arena. Used to live right there, 50 Biscayne, Stugatz, so about, what, 10 blocks away from the arena while I was at UM. So, unfortunately, you know, it's everything Toronto first because I grew up in Toronto, Canada. And I live here in Colorado.
You can't do that. What's the matter with you? You either like Toronto or you like Miami.
I'm everything Toronto. I'm everything Toronto, and then everything Colorado next. Miami was a good time of my life, but that was college and a couple years of high school.
All right, we want to be fair. So I'll just give you the first crack at it, Stugatz. Okay. Because we are, without trying to be too arrogant, although we're having a hard time with it, we're trying to figure out how Miami gets over on the Nuggets in four games ultimately to win the series. Like, how actually does it happen, in your opinion?
Okay, so how does Miami get past the Denver Nuggets, who have been pretty much, along with Milwaukee, I guess, the best team in the NBA all season?
Yeah. Yes.
It's funny. We were talking about this today. I can't offer you any other way than the way I'm about to present it to you, okay? You guys have the best player in the world, although when I asked Caleb Martin if I showed you just the stock photo of Nikola Jokic, would you think he's the best basketball player in the world? And he said absolutely not.
Right,
okay?
Right.
But I think that's a common answer, a standard answer. You guys have all the matchups. Aaron Gordon defends Jimmy Butler as well as any player in the NBA.
Yep.
Jamal Murray is back and healthy. Yep. You have a better team. You have a deeper team. The best player on the court is always going to be with you guys.
Wait, you sound like us. This is what we sound like. This is exactly what we're saying.
I know. So the only response I can give you, and I can't believe you, I cannot believe that we've arrived at this point in his career where this is the response.
Yeah.
The only response I can give you is Jimmy Butler.
All right, but like, what does that, I mean, listen, man, and I am trying to be respectful. I seriously am. But it's not like the Nuggets haven't faced the 30 to 35 point scorer a game. I mean, they've got Devin Booker. They had LeBron. I mean, Anthony Edwards or, you know, Carl Anthony Towns really didn't match up like that. But, you know, that's nothing really new. So it's got to be something besides, I mean, unless you seriously think Jimmy's going for 45 to 50 a game.
I'm done with being surprised about anything. Right. Listen, I'm with you. I'm done being surprised by Jimmy Butler. Like, when he came down here, I was the one who said, if Jimmy Butler's your third best player, you have a championship-level basketball team. If he's your second-best player, you have a shot at winning a championship. If he's your best player, you have zero shot of winning a championship.
Right.
And I was wrong. And we were wrong because, listen, 4 years, three Eastern Conference Finals appearances, two NBA Finals appearances, he's played great. He's proved all of us wrong. I will tell you the other thing with the Heat. Bam's going to have to play better. I don't know if he will. We'll see if Hero's going to play. The Heat, listen, they talk about this culture and all this stuff. Caleb Martin, a guy who was cut by the Charlotte Hornets and had an argument to be the MVP in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, I don't know exactly what that Heat culture is. I just know that Caleb Martin and plenty of guys like him, Gabe Vincent, they get cut from other teams. And then they arrive here, and then they're in contention for MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals. So you can chalk that up to culture, to Pat Riley, to Eric Spoelstra, and his coaching ability. I don't have the answers for it. Listen, we're as confused and puzzled about this team as you guys are. And we watch them all season.
Okay.
You asked us 2 months ago, this is going to result in the Heat being in the NBA Finals. We would have laughed you out of the room, but here we are.
Yeah, it sounds like back in the day in 2011, Tebow Mania, winning games, just wondering how the heck you're doing it, right?
How did it happen?
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah. Hey, Stugatz, on a serious note, though, when you look at kind of how your guys' rotation has been in the postseason, It's been rocky. You know, you look up in certain games and the bench seems as deep as hell. And then you look up at certain other games and you guys are only playing seven guys. Then it's eight guys. What do you think for this series as far as, you know, how Eric Spoelstra is going to go out there and deploy his resources? You think that bench is going to be smaller? Do you think it's going to be bigger? And also just the 2-3 defensive zone that Miami has also really relied on in crunch times. Do you see them trying to implement that against the Denver Nuggets?
I do, and I just think it really is a night to night thing with Spoelstra. Meaning, if he's getting what he should get or what we expect to have from Jimmy Butler, that bench will get shortened. But if he's not, he will fish around for the player, whether it's Duncan Robinson, maybe it's Tyler Herro if he comes back, maybe it's Strus, maybe it's Kyle Lowry. Like, he's just fishing around for the hot guy, and it could be a different guy every single night. But if Jimmy, so this is typically how, at least the way we experience, Spo does it with his bench. If his guy is having a night, that bench gets shortened. If his guy's not having a night, he has to search elsewhere, and then that bench gets a lot deeper simply because Spo is searching for some offense. Because mm-hmm. if Jimmy doesn't provide it, we don't have much. And so it's really going to depend how he handles the bench is a night to night thing. I know that sounds crazy, but it's really relying on what kind of production he's getting from Jimmy Butler and then give it.
All right, Stu Goss from the Dan Le Batard Show. Are you more excited for the Panthers or the Heat then? Good problem to have. But
I gotta tell you, man, we're accustomed to being like, I'm usually a month into my summer by now.
Right?
I mean, this hockey team is making me work a lot more and a lot longer than I anticipated and quite frankly than I wanted. I mean, I am ready to go golfing. I'm ready to go to dead shows. I'm ready to get the hell out of here. But I'm excited. Listen, we got a Stanley Cup finalist team, and we got a team in the NBA Finals, and they're both 8 seeds. And they both took out Boston on the way, which makes everyone very happy.
That is great.
And listen, the Heat have become such a great – when I started here 20 years ago, never – and Orlando, you'll be able to relate because you were down here – I never thought in my wildest dreams there would be a sport or a team that would become more popular down here than both the Hurricanes and the Miami Dolphins.
Wow.
And the Heat have built up so much equity in this market with their fan base. Simply, you know, they've won with LeBron and Wade. They won before LeBron got there with Wade and Shaq. They had the Zoe Tim Hardaway years. They're always competitive. They're always in it. And now they've made two finals in the last 4 years with Jimmy Butler. And so to answer your question, because we're so accustomed to Heat being good, going this far, I think really everyone's more intrigued because it's become normal for the Heat to do this. We're more intrigued by the Panthers because the Panthers never do this.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Gotcha.
And it's South Florida. Like, I think it's laugh out loud funny. And we all owe an apology to the entire country of Canada that a team from Las Vegas and a team from Florida are fighting out for a Stanley Cup. I mean, that has to drive Canada nuts, man.
All right, last one. We appreciate your time, Stu Goss. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we were going to have the rumble with the Heat and the Nuggets, right? It was going to be the hallway fight, the pictures, and, you know, we're pushing Morris around. And Jimmy Butler said like a half hour ago he wasn't yelling at Jokic, but the guy he was yelling at knows he was yelling at him, so whatever that means. So I want you to handicap the hallway fight. Now, and I'll give you one caveat. We get to add the Jokic brothers, and you can add any relative you want from the Heat. So if you want to bring back the Morris brothers, you can. Who do you like in a hallway fight, but we get the Jokic brothers, the Nuggets or the Heat if they were just to throw down in the hallway?
Oh, this is a great question. Okay, so you get the brothers, we get anyone we want.
Yeah, you can bring the Morris brothers. You can bring them back if you want. Or you can bring anybody back.
Bring some old school Miami Hurricanes,
Yeah. You bring two guys back that are their associated.
Well, listen, if I bring old school Hurricanes, the fight's over quickly. So you don't want me to do
that's
that.
That's what I'm talking about.
You don't want me to do that.
I agree, Stu.
But listen, no one, and I mean no one, wants any piece or any part of the Jokic brothers. Those guys, I haven't seen Morris since that happened. Like, I don't know where he is. Like, we haven't been able to locate him or find him.
Hey, I'm still having fun. When you saw the Jokic brothers for the first time, were you a little taken aback to see that there's two dudes who are the same size as Jokic, who look way scarier than Jokic.
Yeah, I was terrified. What do you mean? I started sweating immediately. But do I get Haslam? That is the question.
You get Haslam?
Yeah, you can have UD.
Do you want Haslam?
Well, God, in a fight? In a hallway fight? Do I want Haslam?
Okay.
Absolutely, you want UD.
All right. He's just getting a little bit older. That's all I'm
still
saying.
Throw down.
All right.
He's got the whole Miami behind him.
I mean, what do you want me to do? I'm trying to think who else I would bring
in. Surprised you're not throwing out Big Alonzo out there, Stu.
Bring back Zo.
You're not going to bring in Zo?
I know, but then I'm getting older than Haslam. Like, I can get older.
Hey, you can bring back Zo in Cycly. How about that?
Cycly's DJing somewhere. He's living a life. He's living a different kind of life. A life that we should all be living.
All right, what's your pick? What's
Jokic brothers? Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want any piece of them. Those guys win any hallway fight. The Jokic brothers are winning.
Yeah,
they're crazy. They have nothing to lose. They can't get suspended. They can only go to prison. So I'm taking them.
All right, what do you got? What's your pick in the series?
Oh boy, I'm going to do this just to annoy the city of Denver.
There you go.
I'm going to do this because in typical, Sugats fashion, I don't want to be outdone. So you can't win a series in three. So I'll just take the Heat in a sweep. Okay,
Sugats, my man. Thank you. I appreciate it. Enjoy the Panthers.
And after we sweep you guys, I fully expect Rob Brindamore to come out and say it wasn't a sweep.
Thanks, Sugats. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
All right, but I'm coming out to Boulder, boys. I want some golf. I want beers. I want all of it. Okay, I'll be there in July.
We'll set up time with Prime.
I'll be in Miami next week.
Hey, let's do it. Devin Company, I'm coming out there, all right? I want to see you guys. I want to hang out. I want some free golf.
Love it, my man. Thank you, Stu, guys. Appreciate it.